What's that?
No sugar.
Oh, well, yeah. That's like the raw deal.
With double the fucking brew.
Yeek.
Yeah.
Let it sit for a while. See, my mom used to make
You have to. That way the effluent falls to the bottom. Otherwise, it gets collected on your teeth.
True.
See, Start looking like you're in, you know, in black mouth.
Ew. See, my mom made moon tea. She never makes sun tea. She'd put it in and put it out at night. Get it in the morning and drink it throughout the day.
How's moon tea taste compared to sun tea?
Same thing. The only reason they call it sun tea is because that's when they think you need to set it out.
Because of the heat.
No. It doesn't matter. You it sure? does not matter.
You sure?
Very.
Then why does Lipton make cold brew?
Because they want to market to people who think like you. That's it.
That's it. You
come
sure?
on.
I'm going to call the 800.
Let me ask you a question.
Ask me. Ask away.
Why do you think they make everything... Everything a couple years ago was lemon-scented for cleanliness, and now it's orange-scented for cleanliness?
Because of Billy... What the fuck's his name, you know, for orange clean?
Billy Mays!
There you go. That's the cocksucker's name.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back.
Yes, welcome back indeed.
We have missed you.
That's right.
Without a doubt. You are listening to the self-proclaimed world's most popular, greatest, wonderful internet radio show.
That there will ever be.
Or ever will be.
That's right, man.
What is it?
Spank Wagon Radio.
Thank you. I'd like to say we're at spankwagon.vftp.net. The VFTP choked a little while ago, so it's kind of going, not so good. So anyhow,
fuck me in the ass
and tell me that you love. Okay, yeek. So we're rusty. We're kind of out of.
And I just drank some.
You just drank some heinously sweet tea. So we're out of whack a little, folks. So thank you for sticking with us.
A fucking sugar. God damn.
I don't make it. So
Jesus Christ.
It'd be different if
I think I've just become diabetic. Fuck.
Instant diabetes.
Hello, I'm Wilford Brimley. I look like Claude's dad.
He does, too.
Yeah.
I've seen a picture now.
Yeah.
I can safely say I've seen a picture of your father.
Which picture was that?
I don't remember. You showed me a picture.
Which
you said,
one?
Does he look like Wilford Brimley? I'm like, I don't remember. I was at your house, dude. I was inundated by Claude stuff. Hell, I even got to meet your dad, technically.
Technically, yeah.
So... All right, where do we start? Where do you want to start?
If he was alive, he would have said to you, let me the fuck out of this box, asshole. Okay.
You know, that's true, actually. We just saw Oscar in here. We got a few people, but we'll actually do the roll call a little later.
Yeah, we'll do the roll call later. Yeah.
One thing I got to ask. Toe, Skier, you're representatives of ours, Anime, in my wonderful but slightly empty chat room. Skier had to go to bed, so Skier took off. Can I get some pimpage?
Jesus
Christ. I'm just going to go to Ars Anime and just scream off everybody's name and give them mad props. They are not even going to know about it. Maybe Mananari. They'll know.
That's great. I'm going to go to bed. Yeah, I think I left my stove on. Yeah, I think I left your stove on, too.
You know, we heard that one, too, didn't we?
Hi,
my favorite. What was it? You going to listen in tonight? No, why not? Well, I got to go cash a check.
That's a good
dude, you're going to a casino to cash it, right? Yeah. Casinos are open, what, 24 hours?
You can't go before or after.
Can't go before, can't go after.
No.
So people have been begging us to pick a new start time. So I think next week we're going to start at 10:01. I'm going to hold it off a little bit more for everybody out there.
10:01?
10:01.
Oh, that's so nice of you to tell me. Shit.
Hey, you get one more minute to sleep in.
It's not true.
Why not?
I showed up early tonight.
You did, actually. And what would happen? My internet was down. The curse has struck.
Yeah, I just did in a big way.
Dun, dun, dun. Dun, dun, dun. Ew. Yeah. Hey, let's see. I actually wrote up a decent broadcast sheet today. I even got my favorite stuff, the news.
Hey.
So we'll get right back into it. Hey, what did you do on my summer vacation?
I watched your house.
Okay.
Drove your car. Fixed your CD player. Pirated a shitload of music.
You've pirated my music. You cleaned the CD player in my car.
Hey, it works, doesn't it?
Yeah, actually, very well. Look, see, you drove both of my vehicles around. You waxed my car.
Yes.
That caught me way off guard.
Hey, man, if I'm going to borrow it, I'm going to treat it like I would my own.
Fair enough. Mm-hmm. How come my truck's dirty?
Because I didn't drive it but once.
I know, I'm kidding.
I was actually worried about that right there. I had to move the truck before he came back to let the street sweeper by.
Oh, yeah, I've done that, too. Mm-hmm. Where I've parked out there. I know one thing that I just do not like. I'm glad the street sweepers hit this block a lot. Seems like they're down here about once every other week.
Apparently so.
Because there's glass that was broken on the 4th of July down the block.
Yeah.
And I'm going, ah! Because I see just the butt of a Coke bottle, you know?
Which was very great because I come over to your house.
Oh, that part was already swept.
On the 5th and shit, and there's broken glass, and we leave, and you're like, hey, watch out for broken glass.
Oh, good. Thanks for telling me. Yeah, so you washed my cars. I mean, I was really appreciative, but you brought up something you said you wanted to finish on the show.
The house sitting blog.
In the house sitting blog. Now, for those of you who don't know
what I did.
When the site is up, spankwagon.vftp.net, our message boards had house sitting blog. And if you were pretty faithful to it, you watched it, you checked it out.
And you listened to the almost daily antics of my life for 2 weeks and watching Trench's house. God damn, does your cat throw up a lot.
That he does.
Let him pass away.
He's not living with us. I mean, because of our support.
No, he's living because of the medication.
We don't give him anything.
You give medicated food?
Nope. Yeah. We give him medicated cat
food.
Hold on.
It is done. So it is written.
No, we give him medicated cat food for urinary tract problem.
Yeah.
Not for heart or lung or whatever other failure you can imagine. Now, yes, I will admit, our cat like was good for, what, the first week. It was great. Didn't puke, didn't do anything out of the blue.
He was like, meow. Yeah.
Next thing you know, I read in the blog, this cat won't stop vomiting. So I'm like, I'm thinking, okay, it must be okay, you know, it's not too bad. I get home, man, there's like 14 paper towels with spray cleaner underneath them, trying to soak
up.
You
ever seen that Saturday Night Live skit, or the commercial for Big Red, the fucking Viking?
The Viking where it spins and spits
the
red shit all around.
That was your fucking cat, dude.
Eek. Yeah, I couldn't believe it, though, because he did that one night. I was so pissed off. It was my wedding anniversary last Thursday.
How was that?
We had our bottle of wine that you keep making fun of.
It
was damn good.
And you,
I even had some last night. It was so good.
Really?
And I don't drink wine. You know I don't drink very, very, very often.
I don't know you very well. You may have a different side. You may, you know.
Yeah, I'm Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. Give me a bottle of wine.
That wasn't what I was thinking. Not Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
Call me a drunk?
No. More like a, you know, avenging angel.
Avenging angel? What?
High school student by day, avenging hooker by night. 80s flick.
Yes, now I caught on. No, actually, it went rather well.
Yes.
Michelle and I were sitting relaxing, we were talking, and all of a sudden the cat pukes. Just blah, blah, blah. I get so pissed off, I kick him in the ass. He starts to run while puking, and I have to clean up this trail of cat vomit.
How did you just let him puke and
I
get up with?
I just didn't.
It was
you know,
an important day, and you wasted your anniversary with animal cruelty.
Yes. Animal cruelty. So, yeah, he left the
You're
trail,
gonna be in
the trail of tears, you know, huh?
You're going to be in the PETA files.
Fuck PETA. I'm going to eat a cheeseburger after the show just out of spite for them.
People for the eating at tasty animals.
Yeah.
I haven't made fun of PETA in a while.
Real quick, and I'm going to say this because it's a website that's up there, and I think for the most part everything's pretty safe to view. It's vftp.net/Italy2003.
Yeah.
Some pictures. We went to lots of different sites, actually. We went, of course, to Rome. Now, that's an interesting name to see pop up in the chat room. We went to Rome. We were in Rome, of course, as I just said for the fourth time as being distracted.
I'm sorry.
Naples.
That name was supposed to pop up in this room.
That name was supposed to be physically here, but that's okay. I can handle them in the chat. Right. Naples, of course. Caserta. We went to...
Caserta.
Caserta. It's the palace...
Caserta.
It's not Irish.
It's not Irish.
It's the palace,
palace.
Of the old Italian king.
The old Italian king.
Who was boosted out 60 years ago, obviously around Mussolini, World War II time. And the palace itself is most famous now, not just as what it, you know, is palace and the artwork and the extravagance and the gold everywhere. Literally gold leaf everywhere. And
do Italy want their king back?
No.
Why?
I don't know. They're part of the European Union now, so... I don't think they're going to go for kings.
Well, England's going to enter the EU finally.
Yes.
So they have severe restrictions.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Because they are technically, for as it goes for the European Union, a superpower. Anywho, before we go way off subject, the palace was used in episode one. The scene where they have the rescuing of the princess and that big gun battle and they're scaling walls up and down and whatever.
Yeah.
That was the palace. So we were there. Now, I love my wife. And we all know she's fairly well-educated, you know, bachelor's, master's, all that good stuff.
School of hard knocks.
Exactly. Well, not necessarily. She missed out on a lot of that. Anyhow, we're there in the palace, and I'm looking, I'm going, wow, look at the architecture, look at the art.
I know where this is going, and this was a similar rant when I saw the pictures named online.
Yeah.
Which
you'll see when you get
continue
there.
Continue your side.
Anyhow, the, Hold on, huh?
Yeah. All right, hold on.
So
right now, Trincher is typing in the chat room.
Of course, you guys won't know this until after the delay. But anyhow, as I was saying, so she's sitting there, and she's looking at the stuff, and she's going, wow, George Lucas was here.
Yeah.
And I'm just looking at it, I'm like, do you not notice, you know, the different staterooms they have, or the library here, or the fact that they have this garden... You know, that's 3 miles long and starts at a man-made waterfall. flows down into a pond, which flows to another pond, which flows to another pond, which leads to these huge, huge gardens.
Yeah, which is a similar rant I had because I see these pictures and I'm like, wow, look at that, man. That's really, you know, the fountains, everything, and the mm-hmm. rooms.
And then we were in Pompeii.
Then I see the window from episode one.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, the namings were done all by the wife, so those are all hers. I mean, everywhere else we went, she wasn't nearly as interested. Like, we were in the Coliseum, it was just hot. I mean, it was Vegas hot with humidity, you know, so it was miserable, but we were in the Coliseum, and I'm going, wow, and she just wants to get out, you know. I don't blame her, it was hot.
She's been there, too.
Yeah, she's been there once already, so she's seen it. Not much has changed, obviously. We went to Pompeii, though, spent about 5 hours in Pompeii, just walking around those ruins. And it's expansive. It's huge, you know. It is, and it's not even all uncovered yet.
Yeah.
They still have a lot of areas that they're actually trying to purchase from the city, because there's another city that's built up around the ruins, of course.
Yeah.
And so, what was I going to say?
So you're walking around
exploring. Thank you. I'm tired. I don't know why either. I drank so much soda today. Should be wired. I'm drinking sweet tea. Super sweet tea.
Don't remind me. I'm about ready to...
What? Get a cavity? Aha! Your teeth fall out. No, actually...
Anyhow.
Yeah, I remember that. Oh. But anyhow, you know, the ruins, and half of which are uncovered because they have to talk to the people who live there and get the land back.
Hey, we want to dig up a Yulon.
Exactly. Well, they say, actually, you cannot do any yard maintenance work without contacting geologists.
Yeah, call before you dig.
Archaeologists. Yeah, it's not just necessarily because you might cut a gas line. It's because you're digging up something possibly historic, so they want to get it archived and museumed and all that good stuff. We hiked up Mount Vesuvius.
How was that?
Very interesting. I didn't have the proper footwear. I was wearing my sandals. So needless to say, my feet were killing me, and it was very, very dusty, volcanic ash dust, stuff like that. You know, so it was not comfortable, but it was fun, because to say, I've been there.
And now you have.
Yep, and I'll probably be going back.
Cool. Wow. There you go.
So that was what I did. That was that, and then we took our time off. 1 week previous, 2 weeks now after that I left, and then I think you were pondering one of the big mysteries, not necessarily with my cat puke, but my dishes. Did my dishes confuse you?
No, they upset me. They angered me.
Why did my dishes anger you?
It was perhaps one of the worst days of my job working history I've ever had.
Yeah, I saw that part.
I just, you know what, I damn near had a breakdown that day. Okay, so I had to put up with shitty people all day, bitchy, whiner people. Had to fucking do that, man. Had to fucking watch this, had to fucking watch that. I come home, I had to deal with the fucking, you know, fucking water woozy of a cat. the vomit woozy.
Vomit woozy.
Blah. And then finally, there were the dishes.
Not my dirty dishes.
No,
because I didn't leave any.
No, the clean dishes in the cupboard, and that pushed me over the edge.
What was wrong with the clean dishes?
You don't have enough flatware to match your dishes, and at the same time, you don't have enough dishes for a complete set. You have spares, assuming you throw possibly a 4 to 6 guest party, but you cannot have 7 or more.
If I were to have,
it may be safe to assume that you could have 7 people with the dishes to match, but wouldn't match your table properly in the dining room.
No,
you don't have enough room for 7 people.
No,
the problem is you don't have enough dishes to cope. You have way too many fucking dishes, but you don't, and you have enough fucking forks. Or sorry, plates and bowls and serving bowls and fucking casserole dishes, but you don't have fucking enough salad forks to go with your entree forks.
There's a case that's downstairs in the one of the cabinets. You open it up, and that's where we keep our
rest of
forks.
I know this now, but I didn't. Well, see, I know this now because you told me. I don't go around snooping around people's homes.
Which is actually very thankful. But yeah, but honestly, we don't serve a lot of parties. I don't enjoy having parties in my house or a lot of guests.
But you did not have enough forks.
I get very...
I am single, and I have more flatware than you do in my drawer.
Well, maybe you're gay.
doesn't make one gay.
Yeah, maybe you are. Maybe you have all that stuff all set up and you're a little prim and proper because
you're a
Christopher Lowell closet case.
No way, dude.
You sure?
If you see my house, you'd know I ain't Christopher Lowell.
That's very true, actually. Casino signs everywhere.
Yeah. This is fabulous.
Ah!
You're fucked now, dude.
Hey, real quick, let's say hi to a Smack who's sitting out in Chatland.
Yeah, thanks for showing up. Yeah.
I guess he's something about...
Apparently Smack is insinuating he is getting laid tonight.
Yeah, something going on, sorry. A.K.A. female boobs, you know. Well, yeah, we know them, and we actually get them more often than you.
It's on TV.
Yeah, really. What video did you rent? Yeah. And he has to get up early tomorrow, the same as you probably do.
I don't know. I have to wake up at 4:30 in the morning.
4:30. Smack, give us your time, buddy. Because we know that a few people have been in here to say hi and have taken off for sleep, and that's okay. That's understandable. But Smack... Totally, totally inexcusable. And I know Oscar's out there, so hello, Oscar, because I saw you pop into the room once.
Yeah.
But
would it be, Oscar?
Anywho, where were we?
So anyhow, many news items have happened.
Tons. Actually, we'll get to the official news later, but
too.
Yeah, I mean, we've lost two buddies, and who else did we lose recently? We just lost two buddies.
The inventor of Cool Whip.
Actually, I was going to get to that.
Yeah.
I was going to get to that because we've lost two confectionery gods.
They laid him to rest, man.
Yep.
And covered him with berries.
But we lost Buddy Hackett. He died of an overdose of Whippet.
Yeah.
Okay. And we lost Buddy Ebsen.
Barnaby Jones, man.
Yep, Barnaby Jones, or Jed Clampett as he's more...
Did you know that he was
a dancer?
Yeah, I know.
Yes, I knew that he was a dancer.
I knew he must have done something before, but I never really pondered enough.
You know, I never even...
My father didn't get that far into that kind of Hollywood Babylon. My father loved Hollywood Babylon.
Really?
Because he was from Hollywood.
Well, duh.
Yeah, well...
I thought you were going to take this somewhere. Sorry, dude.
No. Basically what it is my father used to hang out around the studios a lot, knew a lot of people right there.
Uh-huh.
One of my father's friends that he worked with at Martino's Bakery is in the movie Blazing Saddles.
Cool. Like a known character or just sort of a...
No. In the scene where... Jesus, I don't know his character's name, but Cleavon Little. Cleavon Little is on the horse and he goes out of the Warner Brothers studios, there's a Martino's delivery truck right there. That's my father's friend. My father worked at Martino's Bakery for 20-some-odd years.
Right on.
Have you ever seen the movie... it's with Peter Falk and Spartacus. With the race around.
God damn it. Peter Falk is Spartacus. How old Peter Falk?
No, dude. No.
Well, I thought Peter Falk was Spartacus. Wasn't everybody Spartacus at one point?
No. It's with the car race, you know, the turn of the century. Paris. You know what I'm talking about, right?
No, I don't. I don't have
it. It's with Tony Curtis and Peter Falk.
Uh-huh.
And they're like in a car race. Well, if you ever watch that, there's a great pie fight.
Oh.
My father baked those pies.
Huh.
Yes.
I'm thinking like Big Brawl, but that's a Jackie Chan film. I know. And of course, speaking of car stuff, I know you loaned it to me this week. We watched the original Gone in 60 Seconds.
How'd you like that?
I liked it. A 40-minute car chase scene.
4D.
4T. Continuous.
God.
Wow.
That's intense. That was and you know what? When you watched it, were you kind of like, oh, my God, he's going to get it? Oh, he got away, finally. Were you kind of like that?
Yeah, like when he got trapped in the dealership.
Imagine that live on TV. That's what an L.A. car chase is like. It's fun.
I like the fact that he had his face and hand against the windshield in that one scene, and then just keeps creeping as the guy scoots back and takes off. Mm-hmm. But, yes, I recommend it. Definitely, it's going to be a 4-star out of 5. If you want to talk about movies, it's definitely a 4-star movie.
5-star because it's like watching two films at once.
Yeah.
The first part is good.
Mm-hmm.
Borderline okay acting. I don't know why the hell there's a Polish wedding in there. I mean, I can kind of understand.
I think they just needed something. And I bet, knowing from what I understood from not the director's commentary, but
he
the information.
Wherever he happened to know something was going on. That's somebody's real fucking wedding.
Yeah, someone's real wedding that he... clipped in his own scenes for.
Yeah.
It's like when he's out at the racetrack, he clips in and films the races and uses the actual legitimate racetrack and all the people there and everything there as a backdrop for his scenes that he shoots.
You also have to watch the director's commentary to notice some very interesting things. One, not all the vehicles in the movie were his. He borrowed a lot of them.
Really?
Yeah, because at that time he hadn't built up his collection yet.
Ah.
But I didn't know this either.
The Cadillac one was an accident.
The Cadillac one?
Yeah, the Cadillac accidents that they have. The ones that were pancaked together, which you guys got to see
yes,
the movie. Intentional, but then there were so many other wrecks that were not intentional.
Do they fucking... He goes, I don't think it's going to slide properly. Let's oil the ground.
Yep.
So. He ended up buying those other caddies that he wrecked.
Oh, of course.
Then he'd fix them up and resell and make a hell of a lot of profit.
That's how he made his millions to begin with. The guy who we're talking about is named H.B.
Halicki.
Halicki. Or Toby Halicki is mm-hmm. you know, whatever we call him, Toby. Yeah.
That is,
interesting
it's
guy. Interesting way he's become a filmmaker, and it's so...
Yes, there are...
Of course,
there
you can see his semi-autobiography.
I know, of the Junk
Man. The Junk Man.
There's another one called Deadline Auto Theft.
Which is
very shitty from that.
Very shitty because all it is, it's a re-edit of Gone in 60 Seconds.
And the Junk Man.
And the Junk Man together.
Now, what I was very unhappy with, unfortunately, he wrote Gone in 60 Seconds, too.
Yes.
And that's what he died filming.
Yeah.
But they're going to release that on DVD, what he did film as part of a documentary on the guy. So they're going to show what they did film on that, and they're going to hopefully show the death scene, too, because, you know, it's pretty good.
Well, that's always just morbid, but yeah, I mean, come on, nowadays.
Hey, man, it's ratings, man.
It's always ratings, and I mean, that's what it's all about. But yeah, he wrote, mm-hmm. directed, produced, starred. Yeah. And actually, he didn't star in it. He's a co-star. Mm-hmm. The
main star is the car.
The main star is the car that he uses in the majority of the 40-minute race, or
yes.
the 40-minute chase... Got the billing. Eleanor.
Yes, there were two Eleanors.
There was two, yes.
There was the show one, which he drove, and then there was the stunt one, which he fucking put it. He put in a full-on roll cage on that thing.
Yeah, hidden roll cage.
You couldn't tell. That's
you
very
couldn't
good.
Tell. The thing held together, well, you could tell it was held together, like, with a roll cage.
Yeah.
But...
Because it didn't shear apart.
No, it didn't shear
scenes.
Apart at all. Like, in some of those crashes, man, that thing should have been toast.
Like that light pole.
Ugh. Light pole, man, that jump should have toasted it.
Yeah. You know, he injured his back on that jump.
I believe it.
It was very interesting. You watched everything but the commentary on the movie right there.
Yeah.
They said what happened is he practiced that jump for 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
He kept going back to the racetrack and doing that 40-foot-long jump.
Right.
You know what the problem was? He was doing it on flat ground. He nowhere anticipated what would happen on a hill. So he flew farther than he wanted. And crashed harder than he could. They said that the car damn near went out of control after that because he was so dazed by it. Which
well,
is
yeah,
why
that's why
spot.
You see the big donut. And then, of yeah. course, you check after. See, it's one of the first movies that they did what I like to call the Van Damme film edit, where you see the same single punch or the same single action from like three different angles repetitively.
Yeah.
So what they did in that film is they used that Van Damme edit, and you see it jump, fly, edit. And then you see it finish the fly,
yeah.
land, spin out of control, and start to go kind of awry.
Yeah.
They fade that out. They bring in the first edit. It
yeah.
lands. They do a side cut, and then they show him taking off after another landing.
Very interesting. You know that film was edited very heavily in the Norwegian countries, Sweden and Norway and whatnot?
Why?
As soon as it does a jump, the movie's over. They thought that the ending was not appropriate, that it gave the wrong message.
That he got away.
Yes. Oh, you ruined it.
Come on. Go rent it.
See you later, Billy.
I
love that fucking line, dude. It's just
yeah, and
so
I'll tell
casual.
You what. You know what? I'll tell you what, though. One thing that really amazed me was the film did not have more, I swear to God, than maybe 3 or 4 pages of honest-to-God dialogue.
He fucking wrote everything. You know the one scene where he's telling him about how he's going to like do the writing and stuff like that on
uh-huh.
the thing? He's like, yeah, you know the fucking cinematographer there is going, yeah, dude, we filmed this scene at 1:30 in the morning. Toby had been up for 16 hours. He was ready to go to bed. We were going to have a long weekend. He said, no, let me finish the scene. So mm-hmm. he's not acting. He was honestly, genuinely forgetting his lines. He was so tired.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, but when he edited it,
it
turned
looks
out
good.
So beautiful.
See, which makes me ask this question. You're Hollywood.
Yeah.
And we've seen a lot of Hollywood. And we've
yes.
been in a little bit of Hollywood.
That's cinnamon. That tasted good.
Yes. So now here's the question, though.
What
yeah. is more genuine, when you ad-lib or when you do a direct script read?
It depends on what the role is.
Mm-hmm.
But I can tell you right now, for a fact, in my honest opinion from what I've seen, ad-libbing.
Okay.
And I'll tell you why. I'll give you two perfect examples. Well, I'll give you the perfect example of how ad-libbing can just go and be boom. Okay. That movie with Al Pacino,
where right?
He's the director of New York, or he's the mayor of New York. It's a, like a political movie from the 90s.
Okay.
He gives this rousing fucking speech, and that's what got him nominated for Academy Award, where he's at this boy's funeral.
Uh-huh.
Okay? It's, the fucking speech is like 8 minutes long. It's like a solid fucking take.
Okay.
That was a first-time ad-lib take.
Really?
Got him a fucking Academy Award. And a lot of other stuff is funny, too. Some of the best ad-libbers right now, when it comes to stuff, are usually... drama is fucking beautiful when it's ad-libbed by a good actor or actress. But comedy is more funny. Jonathan Winters and
Robin Williams.
Robin Williams is pretty good, but somebody who's really funny is fucking Tim Conway.
See, now Tim Conway, I've always you're bringing in Jonathan Winters and Tim Conway. I'm sorry. The last I ever see of them is on the Scooby Doo cartoon show on Cartoon Network. Okay, you know that's about the last I see of them. So I can't make a good comparison because it's been so long. I mean,
but
come
for
on,
modern
Tim
day
Conway,
Avengers?
Gus, the Disney film, you know about the donkey that can kick field goals. Well,
No, Carol Burnett show.
Oh yes,
that's what I'm talking
about.
Yes,
okay, now I can see that.
See, I grew up in L.A. Before we were living this age of Clear Channel and Big Brother, okay? Every show in L.A., every station in L.A. was independent.
Uh-huh.
I had KTLA, I had KHJ, or as you call it now, KCAL down there, and I saw reruns of all this shit. It was fucking beautiful. So I grew up on these old shows. But yeah, when it comes to ad-libbers, modern-day ad-libbers right now for actors and actresses, Robin Williams is a great ad-libber. He can be really fucking hilarious, like Mrs. Doubtfire. Mrs. Doubtfire was actually mostly ad-libbed. And that was hilarious, too, because that actually sent a woman into fucking premature delivery.
Because she was laughing so hard?
She was laughing so hard, she had fucking contractions in the theater.
Interesting.
That was the big thing that when it came out.
Hmm.
Otherwise, you know, like I say, when it comes to ad-libbing, Pacino is supposed to be really fucking good when it comes to ad-libbing.
See, I've seen him in Serpico, and I don't think he was ad-libbing there, but that was a really good drama.
Mm-hmm. Pacino.
Say hello to my little friend.
You know who Pacino... No, Pacino's not married.
What are you talking about?
Al Pacino's not married.
Really?
Well, I
must be gay.
No, he's not gay.
Come on, all Hollywood that is married is gay.
No, he doesn't believe in marriage, but he has two kids.
Interesting.
Do you know his... So it would be technically a common law wife he's been with for almost 20 years. You know who it is?
Who?
Beverly D'Angelo.
No way.
I would
way.
Never have pictured that in a million fucking years.
He's married...
To fucking Ellen. From National Lampoon's
Summer Vacation. The mom.
The mom.
Not the grandma who's dead. The mom.
Imagining.
Imagining.
But yeah.
Huh.
In my opinion, ad-libbing can do a lot better. Ad-libbing, it only works good if it's behind a good actor. Okay? Case in point. I know this is apples to oranges comparing, you know, fucking Oscar stars to amateurs. But
right.
Homer. You know, it could have saved my dad. See what I mean?
No, because I just can't stand to listen to the person talk.
Okay, so.
So you can't compare that because if you can't stand to listen to the goddamn person talk, I'm not going to care to what he says. I'm not going to care to know. I'm not going to care to listen.
But anyhow, yeah, that's my opinion right there on that.
All right. Hey, guys, we're going to go ahead and take a quick break. You have been listening to the triumphant return of...
Spank Wagon Radio. And you will be listening.
Damn it, you better will. And if you're not, get there. And if you know someone who isn't, get them here.
Yeah.
Spankwagon at VFTP.net when it's up. Or check out our chat room if you're probably already here, so it's kind of futile. It's going to be on irc.slashnet.org/spankwagon.
Which doesn't matter anyway, because most chat programs now just say /net, click, and then you fucking join the station.
Well, yeah, but hey, Spankwagon.
Yeah.
We'll just be back.
Fucking listen in, you.
Really?
Please.
Commies. Thank you. Hey, Claude.
Yeah.
Right now, we're recording this ad.
Right.
For Spankwagon Radio, only at spankwagon.vftp.net. Now,
right.
We're playing this in the middle of our show.
Right.
So why don't we go ahead and just either, what would you rather do? Would you rather reminisce about our own show for a little bit in this ad? Let's reminisce.
Sure, sure.
That was funny. What we just did before this break was fucking hilarious.
That was fucking great, dude.
I'm glad to see those people in the chat room.
Me too, man. Yeah. Yeah, mad props to everybody.
Yeah, man. Hey, grab the clicker liquor pop, yeah, third hole
there
over.
There you go, yeah. Third hole over. Mad props. That's fucking great, man. You know, yeah.
I wonder if we're going to be this funny after this break for Spankwagon Radio.
Well, you know, it depends, man, you know. But, you know, I mean,
yeah, we are, actually.
Damn, we're great, man. You know what's going to happen, man?
Hey, real quick. We better get playing the next song.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So,
for everybody listening, we're going to come back from break, and we're going to reminisce about our reminiscing ad.
Isn't that cool? Spankwagon Radio, only at
spankwagon.vftp.net.
Right on. That was a great ad.
That was a great ad.
I really
remember when we made
that,
dude.
Ad.
Huh? I remember when we
made that.
Yeah, that
was like, what, Monday night?
Yeah.
That was a fun ad.
You were like,
hey,
man, I got this idea for an ad. And I'm like, what? I'm like, you were like, remember like how we've been reminiscing about, you know.
Reminiscing?
And
so,
I'm like,
you
yeah,
know.
Man. And you're like, yeah. Let's make this ad. I'm like, that's great. And
yeah.
We were already talking about, dude, I wonder if this is going to be good. And it's like, yeah, it's going to be good. And like, to play
and then
tonight.
We listened to it.
Yeah, it's like,
it
dude,
good.
That's good, man.
All right.
It makes me want to make another ad.
Yeah.
That was great.
Hey, folks, Spankwagon Radio only at
spankwagon.vftp.net.
And you know what?
The greatest radio show ever.
And I think you know what time
Radio's
it is.
Radio's so great, you'll kick your mom in the face.
God, I hope not. Hey. Uh-oh. What'd I do wrong? Oh. Gotta hit the button.
That's right. It's time for Mad Props. All right. Tonight, Mad Props go out to Trencher.
Yay.
Oh, that's us. Never mind.
That's us.
L Smack.
Don't forget Toe.
Toe!
My neighbors hate me.
Fuck them. And Wastrel.
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 Wastrel?
Wastrel. Wastrel from
Is that like wassailing?
Wastrel we will go, and the Wasco coming.
Anyway, Roscoe.
Mad props!
Got one more. We got one more. Oscar's out there. Let's give Oscar mad props.
Oscar.
And also Mono over at Ars Anime, who's afraid of our room.
Mad props to Mono, who's afraid of the room. Chicken shit.
Yeah. Did you just call me? Well, okay, yeah. So, all right. Thanks for listening in.
And mad props to the ad.
Mad props to my wife for joining us. How's it going?
Mad props to the wife.
She talked to her teeth. I'm in trouble.
Maybe she got lockjaw.
We can only hope. Ow!
How's the kitty cat doing? Play with him. Throw him up in the air.
We know someone that was playing with their little dog. They got like a dog that looks like Ayn from Cowboy Bebop. I know it doesn't make sense to you, but all of a sudden everybody in the Ars Anime room just went apeshit. He was playing with the dog.
Well, technically, no, there's a delay, so they won't go
apeshit. Well, yeah, they won't go apeshit for about a minute. But anyhow, he went like this. He went like this with the dog. Went too far. Tat, tat, tat. Hit the ceiling fan and landed. This is the same guy as he was cleaning off a countertop. He pulled on something. A knife fell off and went through his foot. A Cutco knife. The same brand of knife that sliced my palm a couple weeks ago.
Hey, man, your wife was very worried. She thought you'd bleed to death.
She thought I was really, really injured. But
it's not even a scar yet.
No. It's such a clean freaking cut. So those Cutco knives are nice and sharp.
Where is it?
Not there in the palm.
So anyone who's selling Cutco.
Yeah. Okay, you tried to hurt me.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Cutco knives are rather nice.
So if you know anyone selling Cutco.
Yeah.
By all means.
Sue them for endangerment.
Hey, you know, I knew somebody selling Cutco. It was a ruse to say it was a college experiment.
Oh, God, we got a dictionary.reference.com. We got to look up what wastrel means. Wastrel.
Wastrel.
Wastrel. Nostril?
The Norwegian definition.
No, we're just picking. We're just
dingleberry.
No, W-A-S-T-R-E-L. Wastrel.
Slang for tampon.
Oh, God.
Post usage.
W-A-S-T, okay. Wastrel, you're probably right.
You're a teacher. What does that mean?
No idea.
What the hell are your kids learning? That's his name.
That's his name.
Oh.
But I guess he has a dictionary reference to his name, so we got to look it up a little later once.
Is that dictionary or urban dictionary?
Dictionary.reference.com. So we're looking at a dictionary.
Fine, look it up. You got my curiosity.
Same here. All right. Safari. I got tiki tones on here. They sound much better than you.
Actually, that was the thing from Scooby-Doo.
Oh, dear God.
That was what?
One who wastes, especially one who wastes money, a profligate, an idler, or a loafer.
I have a problem with the slacker mentality. Henry Rollins.
Ah. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, it does have a print. Hold on, it does have a pronunciation key. Duh.
I would say it's wastrel.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mad props to life. Yes, you did.
There you go. Just take your mouth.
I'll give you
happy.
Your cookie later. Oh.
He's sugar free, I'm sure. Oh, unless he drank the iced tea.
Wow.
I don't know if that was anger or if that was like
anger,
bedroom eyes.
I don't know, but whatever it was really, really well planned and well executed. Speaking of executed, I'm wondering if I need to take another break soon.
I don't know. You beware. If you angered her, you could wake up Bobbitized.
I could. With a Cutco knife, nonetheless. Nice, clean cut. Well, we heard you, and that's what mattered.
It was a dick joke. It's okay.
Big time dick joke. But I'm bum. Uh-oh, I'm losing the headset.
Actually,
it was a Cutco. It was a Cutco dick joke.
Cutco dick.
Why
joke.
Am I? Could you explain to people what's going on
right now? Trench's wife is giving him a lap dance.
I'm getting this headset more.
Yeah. Well, I can even hear that over the feedback right there. Though.
Shit. Hey, more.
Are you done?
More.
More. If he shakes a leg, be afraid.
I'm being picked on severely here.
What did you do to your wife?
I don't think what I haven't done to my wife.
Uh-oh. Send the folks home.
I think they already left, otherwise she wouldn't be up here.
Well, you know, I'm available for videotapings. That'll be a great link, man.
I want to move on. I want to move on. I have my rant for the week, and it was given to me yesterday. Okay. What am I? Okay. Actually, let's ask the wife this, the wonderful, illustrious wife.
You know who bought them?
Yeah, I do. And hold on, that's.
I can't
hold on.
Fuck it again.
Wow.
Yeah.
Touched a political nerve with your wife.
It's touched a nerve on both of us.
Claude,
what am I holding up in my hand?
A shoe.
What kind of shoe?
A black shoe.
What's the name brand of the black shoe that I'm holding in my hand?
Chuck Taylor.
All-Star. Converse Chuck Taylor All-Stars.
The best shoes in the world.
Comfortable as a bedroom slipper. Cheap. And not made by Nike until yesterday. When I found out that Nike, they're too small for you, dude. They're way too small.
Out.
You're right there.
So don't keep putting them on. Asshole.
I feel like I should go spray paint something.
Anyhow, I bought these shoes after we got back from Italy.
Hey, who throws a shoe?
Because of the...
He does!
That's right, you have the hole in the door.
Oh, yeah, it was a Chuck Taylor nonetheless, too. It was your Chuck Taylor's.
Chuck Taylor's put holes in doors.
Yes, Chuck Taylor's are dangerous shoes. I bought these shoes because, one, I needed a new pair. My Nikes were ripping out that I bought about a year or two
years ago.
And
you're very political.
And, no, not a little bit of political. I bought them because I knew they used to be comfortable on my feet. And I only think the reason I stopped wearing them is because I was starting to make money. Therefore, I wanted to actually have shoes that cost money. Michelle agrees with me on that one. But I've started buying them again because I need a new pair of shoes, I need a new pair of sneakers. And I was reading at the time how Nike paid LeBron James $90 million. The dude didn't even get picked to a decent basketball team. Okay? He got paid $90 million by Nike for his name on their shoes.
That's a very Negro name.
LeBron James?
Yes.
Yes, it is.
That's why they probably gave him the contract.
Probably.
Sounds very urban.
It does. And you know what?
The more urban a basketball player, dude, the bigger the contract he gets.
True. Why do you think Iverson shoes are all white? Anyhow.
Ouch.
As I was trying to say, so I bought these thinking, ha-ha, I'll wear Chucks. Nike bought Chucks. Nike bought Converse. I am very, very angry about that. And now I'm debating with myself. Do I purchase...
No, don't buy them ever again.
Other Chucks?
No. Well, buy them now before Nike gets the profits.
Too late. Nike gets the profits now.
No, they don't.
Here's the problem, though.
Nike's They've already been
gonna
sold.
Start manufacturing.
No,
these.
They're staying under their own company name, and they're staying with everything's the same. Nike only owns the name, but they're going to make money off of that name. You seem to be very intrigued with my shoe.
You know?
Yeah, just looking. Is that the sunscreen down?
See, you have that option.
Keds.
I'll just
wear Keds. Dudes can't wear Keds.
Dudes can't wear Keds.
Dudes can't wear Keds.
Dudes can't wear Keds.
Do I wear Vans?
Vans
do I move to Vans?
Vans and will be good.
Are
Vans are the most comfortable.
See, and
Vans will wear out very quickly.
I love Vans.
You're not very hard on shoes, comparatively.
Very hard on shoes.
Yeah.
You will tear the shit out of Vans in no time at all.
Yeah.
That's a problem.
And you tear the shit out
see
of these.
See what's interesting?
That's
no,
why
no.
I bought these.
You can't wear Skechers because they're the Mormon shoes.
Yeah.
You can't wear Skechers. I won't let you. Can't wear Nikes.
Can't wear
That's
Nikes.
That's right. Your wife is very anti-Mormon.
Very.
That's right.
So we're sorry for any Mormon listeners out there.
You purposely flunked Mormon children in your class.
No, she doesn't.
That's what
she
said.
No, she does not, and don't even start that shit. That is uncool to start.
Nobody knows who your fucking wife is.
It doesn't matter. They can figure it out. If you can find a car dealer, a guy who's selling his car, and find his adult personal ad on the
yeah, that was great,
on a fucking
dude.
Computer.
That was great.
People can find out who my wife is.
Well, you know, Robert, that's a good Plymouth Duster. Let's see if we can find out where that's at. Sure. Male for male mutual touching and rubbing massage. Yes, there we go.
Scared the shit out of you.
So it looks like your husband's going to get a good hot rod. He'll just have to earn it.
Yeah. I'm calling for the hot rod.
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
So anyhow, I'm pissed. Let me ask the chat room, though.
In a minute.
Chat room will be all like, fucking, who's Chuck Taylor?
Yeah, who's Chuck Taylor? Anybody who knows what Chucks are, all Converse All-Star, the canvas shoes.
Chuckies.
Now that they're purchased by Nike.
Can't make them know it better?
Well, apparently it works for sermons.
Ah. Okay.
But yes, well, are they... Dare
How
I
come
say,
you have cinches on your pants?
Are they worth it? I don't know.
Why?
I'm pissed about that.
I'm just trying to figure out what the hell it's for.
To tighten them up. But they're capri pants, I know.
The problem is they're not long enough to like go for fishing and shit.
Well, you know, they're long enough.
I saw your leg, yes. Of course, your husband's right here, so I don't know if you're just teasing me or what.
I'm just teasing.
Okay. Mark Lee.
Got the cell phone pocket.
Yeah, so what does she say when we buy the damn capri pants?
Now I need
cigarettes?
A cell phone.
Now she needs cigarettes.
That's right. Well, you need a cell phone, you know. two of these would be the same as your residential line. So I got my new one. And look, it's a perfect fit, isn't it? Comes with great ringers, too.
Really? Great ringers?
Yes.
Can I ring someone up, please?
Hey, it comes with free directory assistance for 411.
I don't need that.
Sure you do.
Oops.
What'd you do?
Nothing. Women don't do that.
Women don't do what? Ask for directions?
No, we ask for directions. But I don't need a directory assistance.
Why come?
Because I can figure it out.
Miss Cleo.
If I don't know the number.
Yeah, girl, the number be 555. And he's cheating on your ass.
If I don't know the number, I don't need to call.
If you know the number.
If I don't know the number, it's not that important.
Well, let's hope you never forget 911.
Yeah, I'm hoping I don't.
You're kind of blonde, that's why.
I am not blonde.
Oh my god. Here we go. Round
what
one.
Color was that then?
What color
is
this?
Yeah.
Red.
Red doesn't look red.
It's because it's been bleached out by the sun.
You sure? You're not a redhead. I've never seen red.
Oh, God.
I'm a redhead. I used to be a redhead.
Used to be, maybe. Clairol. Yeah. Kool-Aid.
Clairol, exactly.
Kool-Aid.
Clairol redhead. Kool-Aid redhead. That'd be awesome.
That's what you need to do for your man. Dress up like anime.
Oh, dear God. Blue hair.
Blue hair for your man.
And then go to a comic book store and watch every guy in there drool. You'd do it just to do that and fuck with them. I know you.
I do it to make all the comic book geeks drool. Not Mark, but the comic book geeks.
Do it. Do it.
Maybe on one of your track breaks.
What else do I have to... What do I have to wear with blue hair?
Oh, no. Just a blue
spandex.
Hair.
Spandex.
Shit.
Be good for me.
That's for you.
No, seriously. Seriously, dress up like a character. Blue hair with a... platinum highlight.
I hope she can undo it.
Sure she can.
Actually, no. They got the hair gel stuff that's colored.
Duh.
Yeah.
Ow.
God damn.
We were thinking Kool-Aid dye.
Smack right in the side of your head. No, the hair gel stuff will like wash out over the weekend.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Do that. Do that.
I would love to. You can get pictures. Put them on the website.
There you go. We'll do that in your next track break.
Trying so hard not to laugh.
No, I'm sorry. I had to goober. Yeah.
Right. No, we can do that. What are
that.
You
going to
do? Do the little schoolgirl outfit
on
top of it?
Sailor.
Oh,
Moon.
Yeah! Schoolgirl.
The question, well, what kind of schoolgirl do you do for him? Do you do the Catholic or like ghetto?
No, I'm talking about the whole plaid skirt.
Okay.
Catholic.
I didn't know if like you'd wear like, you know, Disney clothes or some shit. You know.
Disney clothes?
She already does. What are you talking about?
That would be my normal dress. Thank you very much there, Mr. Walls.
There you go, man. Sailor Moon.
What are you talking about? It's not an insult. You dress young.
She calls me ghetto. Thank you. Catholic girl or the old ghetto.
I'm going to say
As in backpack and shit like that.
I'm going to say this, and yeah, it's going to be taken the wrong way. I can feel it now.
Yeah, I think I know what's coming right there.
You want to talk about ghetto? We need to buy something other than folding steel chairs for our dining room table.
Ah, yes.
Ghetto! Oh, yeah, I knew it.
You're not getting no blue hair nookie now.
Nope. No blue hair nookie. Toe would probably have Kool-Aid red hair right now if not we're working at Dillard's part.
You work at Dillard's?
Dude.
Like what section?
The gel doesn't work very well.
Doesn't?
Kool-Aid. Kool-Aid to work.
Kool-Aid to work great.
Kool-Aid to work right.
But you're
too.
More... Well, your hair's lighter, so it'll actually show up more than it would in, like, in the winter. I'll have to stick you out in the sun for a
no,
day.
No, actually, no. You don't want to do Kool-Aid. Yeah, actually, I just remembered why.
Why?
Kool-Aid washes out very easy. You get out here with no air conditioning. As soon as you step out of the car, you sweat.
Hey, that'd be a good punk gel. Look. That'd be a good punk look. Wear a white t-shirt and let the Kool-Aid stain the shirt. Chuck's on.
That's great. You'll look like a fucking melting popsicle.
The melting blast pop.
Do the bomb pop.
That's it.
That's
yeah,
right.
The bomb
red,
pop.
White, and blue.
Red, white, and blue.
There you go.
Halloween. My wife is a human bomb pop or whatever.
So what are you guys doing for Halloween?
It's too early to say, dude.
It's way too early. Walmart's already got Halloween shit out.
Do they?
I'm pretty sure.
I don't think so.
I've already seen shit for...
I'm sure they have, like... What's the next...
Yeah, so have I.
Oh, my God. Christmas doesn't usually... I always judge Christmas coming...
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, so Halloween can't be far behind.
Hey, all I know is they're trying to market, you know, Thanksgiving lights.
Thanksgiving lights?
Thanksgiving lights.
They've got Halloween lights.
They've got Halloween lights. They've got Easter
lights.
There's
a different... Easter? How the fuck can you have Easter lights?
I don't know.
Shit, that's as bad as when I was on fucking pinatas.com, man.
What?
I had a fucking jack-o'-lantern pumpkin. Says, makes a great gift for a fucking Thanksgiving. Who the fuck has a party on Thanksgiving with a pinata?
That is weird.
And they have pinatas for every occasion.
Pinatas?
Pinatas.com. Funny site, because they have... A fucking, I kid you not, flash animation
right.
on how to play pinata.
Uh-huh. What?
I don't know how hard it is to know. Stick, pinata, blindfold, spin, whack, candy, voila.
But they actually have a flash animation on pinatas?
On how to play
pinatas. Penis.com.
When's your birthday?
January.
When's yours?
October.
Okay, we're going to have to get you a pinata then.
No.
Pinata for
get,
you.
Get a pinata for her. Leave me out of it. I mean, my own. So.
You want a pinata for his birthday? It'll be real fun.
Yes, I do!
Okay.
No. I know you didn't.
I get you on strawberry shortcake pinatas. That's
oh,
on eBay.
Dear God. Yeah, as I'm walking past you and I see you looking at strawberry shortcake stuff, I'm going, what the... I know you want to know.
And I'm like, no, wait, it's not what you think. Seriously. And I'm looking at pinatas.
Screaming this across the production floor. All right.
Production floor, boy. That's
make
a lot.
Sound
like we're producing. Yeah, I don't have a VHS cassette player at my house. All my porn now is on DVD, so I need to borrow your VHS player. I got Midget Goes to Hollywood, Asian Invasion 12, and Eye Contact 2. It's very good.
Wait, eye contact. Facials?
No.
Or is that the freaky shit where they touch the eye?
No, fuck.
Dude, it's out there.
You know you're so hot. Fucking dunk.
Jab them in the eye.
No, it's like from the guy's like point of view. It was disappointing, though.
They almost all are.
Well, it was disappointing for me because
But you're
I
the
saw
midget one that I'm curious about.
You know what? I've always been curious about that, too. So I figured, fuck it. I'll go ahead and get it. The movie was not as bad as the previews.
Really?
Peeing Granny.
Ew.
Okay. Gang banging Granny. That was nasty. Why, thank you.
I think you just got a VCR.
Cool.
What's the other cord for?
AV.
Oh.
I'm trying to figure out how I can get something home.
It's...
Really? Well, thank you. I'm just going to watch
can
it
Can you
here.
Just keep it? There you go. Congratulations, you've earned yourself the door prize, a used VCR.
Wow, it's the first spank wagon prize ever, and we give it to ourselves.
To oh, that
yeah,
one?
Thank you.
I don't know. I'll have to go find it.
General Electric.
Wow.
Spankwagon gives away its first prize and it goes to us.
We're assholes like that. Hey, let's move on. I've got Spank News. The best of the headlines of the stupidest shit out there.
Cool.
So.
Pea Party 2, The Adventures of Wee Man Part 3.
Wee Man is in the skater? Or Wee Man is in Golden Showers.
No, a guy just likes to watch women piss and then fuck them.
See, because when you say Wee Man, I think of you know from Jackass, the midget.
Yeah. You know, I didn't think about that, but yeah, it says Wee Man. So,
I guess it's because I don't watch enough porn.
You know what? I got him to say, "Hey, man, I just want something to tide me over in case you know I get you know in the urge to be all over my
to watch someone pee on someone else."
No, I got Bridget the midget, and Midget Goes to Hollywood. Okay,
okay.
Now these happen to be promos that were on there. I had to watch them once. To see what the hell is on. I was fucking frightened. There's like a 70-year-old woman doing a facial, dude. It was like...
Yuck.
Whoa.
Dude.
It was fucking disgusting.
Someone should have put Granny out to pasture.
Now, I've seen some really carnal shit in my time.
Fair enough, okay.
Everybody has, because everybody's been to a good stag party or something like that. Or, you know, whatever.
Stag party. Who fucking calls them that? Okay, move on.
But yeah, pee and Granny and thank you, and the
is that it?
Other stuff was nasty. Why? Thank you very much.
So interesting. I really want to change the subject. So
anyway, you got news. You got,
I got news.
News.
So that's
news.
I'm changing the subject to
news. News, 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 news.
Probably in another 15 minutes, I'll take a break. So first off, let's talk about this. We mentioned one a little bit earlier. I'm going to mention the second one now. Two confectionery gods have passed away this week. On the 7th, the man who introduced Cool Whip to us died at the age of 86. Estelle Wood, Ed Kelly, co-chairman of the Steak and Shake Company and food industry, executive credited with introducing Americans to brands such as Tang,
wow,
Tang, Grey Poupon, and Cool Whip.
Wow, you know, I got a funny story about Grey Poupon.
Hold on, we're not going to do it. He died, he was 86, so we lost one.
They buried him, lowered him in the ground, and threw berries on top of him.
Yeah, something like that. But this one actually does go with the joke, if you think about it. The creator of the next best thing since sliced bread, a hero to anyone who ever wanted a quick grilled cheese sandwich, has died.
Ronco.
Arnold Nalrocki, 78, who made eating cheese, processed cheese, that is, more convenient for billions of consumers by individually wrapping cheese slices.
You pig fucking son of a bitch, man. I hate processed cheese food.
He died. I guess actually it's old news. He died on the 30th, but he died in Sun City, Arizona. Funeral basically
wow,
was wrapping him back up.
Wow, old people died in Sun City. Who knew?
Yeah, really. But yeah, the guy who invented one of my favorite sayings, you know, is the, you know, this is the greatest thing since Saran wrap cheese. Is what I always call it, or cheese and wrapper.
Cheese and foil.
But yeah, you know, the guy who invented that, processed cheese wrapped in cellophane.
I fucking hate processed cheese.
Anybody
that's ever tasted fucking government type prepared food in a school cafeteria, or who's been over to anybody's house where they've fucking eaten government cheese, I fucking hate cheese food.
Here's the thing, and I agree with you. I don't like it either. I do not like Kraft singles or any of that stuff. I hate it.
Yuck.
And finally, the wife. One of the last times we went grocery shopping.
Yes.
We were grabbing cheese, and she always gets a big block of Monterey Jack cheese. She loves her cheese. She grabs her big block of cheese. And then we go to the other part of the cheese aisle, you know, where the singles are.
Yeah.
She wants to go, I'll make a sandwich. I'm like, okay. I grab the Kraft singles. Nah, put them back. I'm getting sick of those things. They're nasty. I'm like, hallelujah. So what does she buy? She buys a nice pack of provolone. Smart choice. So, yeah.
That was your story.
Yeah, that's my story.
Okay.
It was good, you know.
Moving on.
Fuck you. Hey, if you're in the Danish army, you're fucked. Pure and simple.
Holy shit. Let me hide.
Something similar. Danish troops in Iraq who have groaned about the sweltering heat and defective material sent by their military were astonished to find in a shipment recently. You ready for this? A snow plow, a lawnmower, and road salt.
In a fucking shipment of equipment.
In a shipment of equipment that was sent to them, and they are stationed in
the Iraqi desert.
Needless to say, their military is sort of like going, oops.
You know what,
also,
man?
Also, their equipment is breaking down.
There's a perfect excuse for that. My father used to tell me this is the way it was for him and the Marines.
Budgeting?
Don't ask for what you want in the military. Tell them you don't want it, and they'll force it down your throat. That's how you get what you need. Send us air conditioner, snowplow.
We need air conditioner here, snowplow. Think cold.
We need ice, road salt.
Road salt.
It's fucking dry here, lawnmower. God damn. That's funny.
Also, they're complaining because their armored vehicles have no air conditioning in them.
Wonder why.
Really. Also, the 380-strong contingent, 380 people, that's it. That's all the Danish military has.
That's it?
Yeah, that's it in Iraq.
That's not a military, that's fucking
like
police force.
Yeah, really, it's not even a police force, dude. Basically, their bulletproof vests are all the wrong size. The vehicles are in poor condition. Many of the vehicles that they have sent to them in Iraq were actually meant to go to a scrap pile.
Oh, God.
So, needless to say,
you know, there's a bunch of fucking British troops going around going, ha ha, wankers.
Yeah, the Danish are going, fuck you, we build buildings better than this. We get shit from our government.
Fuck no, man. You ever seen the Danish build buildings? Better than fucking square cubicle. They build fucking cubicle apartments, dude.
No, I know.
Not the best. They've had several of them fucking collapse in the past.
The Danish? Oh, I didn't know that.
Back in the early 70s when they first started that design.
True, but you know, see here, you want to talk about housing, and we're, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Spank Wagon. We're off the track all the time just for you. In the book, Neuromancer, the main character talks about renting basically what space, what's in essence is a container, a shipment container. That they're all stacked on top of each other. And what they are is they're actually not shipping containers. They're about the size of, but they're one-person rooms where you get maybe a restroom part and a bed part.
Yeah.
Now, I thought it was kind of like, hey, that's some, you know, that's fucking funny. That's kind of a joke, right? Well,
nope. No.
They build those things now in Asia where you have just enough room to sit down somewhere, maybe read a little, sleep, literally by shifting your weight over. And the restroom is either shared or it's a very small airline-like restroom. Holy fuck.
That's okay. Asia, man.
And, you know, I'm thinking to myself, fuck, one of those things catches on fire, man. It's like a colony of bees getting burned out.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing.
Germany follows the Fahrenheit 451 mentality.
What, burn all the books?
Well, yes, they did. No, where the you know, where the buildings are fucking fireproof, so if an apartment catches fire, if the flat goes up, just the fucking flat, it's all concrete and shit.
See, no, that was that way in Italy as well. The buildings there were concrete. Now, what was interesting, and I thought this was very odd, there was all sorts of shoulder fires because there's so much grass and overgrowth, like cigarettes, hot exhaust, hot brakes, all kinds of stuff hitting this. Starts fire, they take off, fire truck shows up, puts it out before it gets too out of control.
Reminds me of another, yet another off-tangent story.
If you want to, yeah, here, the Kearney Park, place that one of our friends works at. It's a volcano crater. It's an extinct volcano. But every year, something happens where a fire starts. And every year, they'll be working inside the crater. Now, it's huge. You know, it's not like a little itty-bitty, it's huge.
Yes.
But they see a helicopter dropping in foam to put out a fire. Nonchalantly. And I thought it was wild. I mean, one night we're watching, we're on a balcony, and we're looking out, and there's a huge fire, a huge, huge brush fire, you know, burning. And it's like, wow. But it's not going to burn the houses, because half of them, I mean, almost all of them are concrete. And it takes like 20 years to build them. But that's another side story altogether. Let's move on.
Very funny. You know, in California, up until the fucking 80s, in the late 80s, man, all the homes are built with fucking shake shingle roofs. You know what that is, right?
Asphalt shingles.
No, it's not.
What's that?
Wood shingles.
Wood?
Wood. Shake shingles. Yeah.
Oh, my
Wood's
God.
Wood's illegal now in California. So if you have a house and you have shake shingles, you got to rip that shit off and put on tar paper or like Spanish shit.
Well, you can't put the ceramic stuff on most houses because it's so damn heavy.
Depending on the older ones, But, they have... like in Glendale, when Glendale had that massive fire where I used to...
Oh, my God. That makes sense.
You know HBO did a special on that the fire chief who wrote the book on fucking pyromaniacs, and it's still to this day considered the best book ever, because he was a fucking pyro, okay? He was the one setting fires, and he burned like a shitload of expensive homes in Glendale. That's how they all went up, man. Ember would go from one roof to the other, to the other, to the other. The roof would just catch fire, man.
Wow.
Dry fucking wood.
Over super dry. I mean, that's why you never start a fire with pallets. Anybody who says pallet wood makes good burning is an idiot. It makes too hot. It burns way too hot, way too fast, and out of control. That's what causes a lot of other fires. Anyhow,
let's go burn some railroad ties.
No, that just burns. Speaking of burning, you smell that?
No.
No.
That's good. No, you didn't get the joke, did you?
Yeah, I got the joke.
No, the railroad ties.
Burning the railroad ties.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know why it's funny, right?
They're soaked in oil.
They're treated wood.
Yes. And they burn and burn and burn and pollute and pollute and pollute.
Or they're treated with fucking arsenic.
Yeah. Most treated wood is treated with arsenic. Older treated wood. So like a lot of older playground equipment, your kids, you know, and you probably played on, arsenic coated.
Well, I never had this. I never fucking said, hey, let's play termite.
That's true. All right.
Next story.
I'm gonna do this. You're gonna be disgusted. You want to talk about government cheese? Wrestlers, and they're really difficult Russian names. So I'm gonna call one Dmitry and one Ivan.
Is this the kids?
Yes. Hold on.
Oh God.
Dmitry and Ivan had both hoped for victory, but they settled for ice cream instead.
I went
the
to
pair,
see it and saw
two
the
of the world's largest preschoolers. proved evenly matched Wednesday in an unusual contest. It was wrestling in the Gregorian, which is a Russian capital of Tbilisi. Ivan, a Russian weighing 123 pounds with a height of 3 foot 11 inches, is the world's largest 4-year-old according to the match organizers. What did I say the other one was? Fuck it. Nikolai, native of some other fucked up and spelling country.
God, I hope people are paying attention.
He turned 5 on Wednesday, is 4 feet tall, and weighs 112 pounds.
And these kids are fucking nasty. They look like little Ruski Michelin men.
Yes, I mean, they are fat. Bulbous fat. It's disgusting.
Bulbous.
After the boys tied on the mat, they went off to celebrate Gregor's birthday, or whoever's birthday, with ice cream and chocolate.
Mmm.
Okay, first off, this guy put these two little kids together to wrestle because they were two of the largest fucking 4-year-olds on the planet.
That's funny.
Okay? And I like the end quote. I hope they become fast friends after spending the day together, and I hope that the friendship will last many years. No, it's going to last until they're both fucking 12. They're going to die of a goddamn heart attack.
That's not what I was thinking.
Think about this.
Until they fight over, like, a steak or something.
They're going to fight over dinner, and they're going to die. 123 pounds and only 4 years old. 3 foot 11. That's disgusting. That is neglect. That is absolute disgusting neglect.
That's not child neglect. They're obviously fed.
Yes, that is. That is abuse. That is child abuse. Yes, that is neglect. That is neglecting the health of your child.
No, neglect is not feeding your child. Neglect is not clothing your child. Neglect is not sending your child to school.
Yeah.
Abuse is... making your child, overfeeding your child.
Okay.
Not making sure your child okay. has enough exercise.
Well, that's apparently the case here.
Not taking care of the health of your child.
You're not going to have kids like that, are you?
No.
Nicolette.
No, we are not going to have a kid that weighs 123 pounds when he's 4. And if he does, we fucked up somewhere.
Sell him to gypsies. They'll pay about a
Jesus.
Pound.
Yeah, they will, man. We'll sell him to the fucking butcher. Here, liposuction this little bastard.
Save it as lamp oil. It's an unusual fragrance.
It's called Junior. And finally, since we're going in the gross out factor,
very salty.
Guess what's coming back?
Gross
out factor, big in the mid 80s.
Pop Tarts. I mean, Pop Rocks.
No. Garbage Pail Kids.
I'm thinking food, man. No. We're talking about them
of course, you're thinking food. Chocolate and ice cream. Yum! Can you imagine those fat little bastards with chocolate and ice cream? Anyhow. Covered in that shit. And they're little wrestling
like suits. Look like a blackface, man.
Jesus Christ. Toilet Humor is where the garbage pail kids are now. The grandfather of Gross Out. They're making a comeback. After being off the market for 15 years, a new series of the highly successful stickers that entertained children in the mid-1980s.
But.
With this... The depictions of bodily functions and other savory concepts will be released in August by the Topps Company. I do not know if they will look like...
Yes, that's my question. Who will the artist be?
Will they look like Garbage Pail Kids? I mean, the originals? Or will they look like that cheap, watered-down...
Yeah, Hasbro ended up suing them. That's why they had to change.
So, will they look like Cabbage Patch? I hope they do. I really, honestly, God, hope they do. Because as far as I'm concerned, that's what a Garbage Pail Kid was. Any thoughts on that?
I was just thinking about something. No,
obviously you were, yes.
No, Garbage Pail Kids right there, man. I had a good collection of those. When I was
you
a
do? Do you still have them?
No, I don't.
See,
My friend actually had an Atom Bomb.
Oh, really? One of the good ones. There was Blastin' Bob or something like that is the
Hollywood.
Other. Hollywood.
Woody Allen. Mm. Every Garbage Pail Kid had two names.
Mm-hmm.
Bloodshot Scott.
Yep.
The fucking eyeballs in the wheelbarrow.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the nastiest ones ever were like Handy Randy.
Which one was it that had the body covered in zits? And he was popping them.
Yes, that's fucking nasty.
I mean, they were nasty. But you know what? When I was a kid, dude, I went up to the guy. That's one of the hot
I don't know what was more disgusting. Garbage Pail Kids or the fucking chewing gum?
No, I'll tell you what's more disgusting. The Garbage Pail Kid movie.
Never saw that.
Did you know
the kid from the Garbage Pail movie and Mikey from the Goonies? You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
Did you know those are John Astin's kids?
No.
Yeah. Gomez from the Addams Family TV show. Those are his sons.
Interesting.
I did not know that.
Sean Astin and...
the other Astin, whatever, yeah, that didn't make it.
Whatever.
Well, he's alive, but career-wise.
Hey, guys.
Good. Yeah.
We're going to go ahead and take a quick break. We'll be back in a few minutes. You have been listening to...
Spank Wagon Radio.
Only at...
Spankwagon.vftp.net.
All right.
I can't do that constantly. I got to give everybody a break.
We'll be back.
Downtime.
Don't feed, don't rattle, don't shackle, don't battle, don't curve, don't swirl. Live, I serve. Don't theorize, realize, polarize, glance, dance, dismiss, apologize. Don't spy, don't lie, don't try, apply, detain, explain, stand again. Don't drive, don't coax, don't cling, don't hoax, don't freak, freak, don't leak, don't speak. Don't cry, don't work, don't wish, don't fish, don't teach, don't reach. Don't borrow, don't break, don't fence, don't steal, don't pass, don't thirst, don't cry, don't fear. Don't touch, don't die, don't suffer, don't rhyme, don't fantasize, don't rise, don't die. Don't project, don't connect, protect, don't expect, suggest. Don't project, don't connect, protect, don't expect, suggest.
Of my tapioca. Sample of your finest stool.
Whoever you are, I want to thank you. Whoever you are, I want to thank you. Whoever you are.
thing at a time. Pace
one
yourself.
One thing at a time.
One thing at
one
a time.
One thing at a time.
One thing
pace
at
yourself
a time. In order.
One thing at a time.
Lube first, penetration second. One thing at a time.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Spank Wagon Radio, only at spankwagon.vftp.net.
It's raining men.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Hey, folks, yeah. We're back.
What'd it be like? We're here. You're here. Hopefully, you...
Some people are, man. They're dropping like gnats to a light bulb.
Is that good or bad?
I don't know. Well, Smack has quit, but, you know, pussies must do that.
Yep.
Wastrel, you know, he had to go sleep, so the bum had to go, you know, I should say the slacker had to go take a sleep, which is understandable.
Yeah.
Can't deny the man his born right to do it.
Good point.
So anyhow, you are listening to my show.
Spankwagon.vftp.net.
I hope everybody there in Ars Anime is still with us, so we haven't ignored you or forgotten you.
I should do, like, voiceover work, man.
You already have.
That's right. I should do more.
Well, I can agree. It's good money.
In a world.
Oh, not that commercial.
I love
it. Hey, real quick, let's tell everybody what's been going on. Those of you who have been listening, you'll notice a few changes. Hopefully you've noticed a few changes.
That's right. Trincher successfully got his wife drunk one night and in a poker game won his testicles back, so he's doing better.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
Notice the healthier, deeper voice.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyhow.
You know what, though?
What?
You can now say, dude, your voice is deeper than Barry White's.
Dude, that's because that's who we lost. We lost a Barry and two buddies. Barry and two buddies. That's what I was trying to say earlier. God damn it. Yeah, we lost Barry White, you know. So that means the porn industry.
Can't get enough embalming fluid.
Oh, Jesus, he was huge.
You know what?
He was monstrously... No, not there, you idiot. Quit looking at me like that.
No, I was saying, you know, he took a couple gallons of that shit, dude.
You know he took a few gallons. A few, at least. Barry White was a very big man.
Put it in. That's a song lyric. That's
yeah, I know.
Abuse somebody, Eric the Rod. That's which is funny because that's how I found out about Barry White.
I'm not even gonna wonder what the hell tangent you just went off on.
No, that's how I learned of Barry White. And, you know, I saw him on an episode of Beavis and Butthead.
Oh my God,
Beavis and Butthead really opened me up to a lot of music.
Yeah, well, actually, they did. They're credited for rebuilding like White Zombie.
Yes,
and of course, what does he do? Rob Zombie ditches the rest of the band, becomes Rob Zombie, brings it back to White Zombie when he realizes he can't sell on his own.
Yeah,
fuckhead.
Super sexy swinging sounds.
Yeah.
Shitty, horrible, fucked up sales.
Hey. But no, Barry White. We of course
Catherine
we mentioned
Hepburn.
Buddy Epstein.
Buddy Epstein.
We also mentioned Buddy Hackett. People may not know him, but if you've ever seen
Buddy Hackett,
it's a mad world. I believe he's in that.
Yeah.
And he was also in A Funny Thing that Happened on the Way to the Farm.
Mm-hmm. So Buddy Hackett was not a Rat Packer per se, but Hackett was one of the Vegas headliners in its heyday.
Yep.
Who was just like Dean Martin, was constantly getting busted for DUI on the strip. Hackett actually got
shit. Dean Martin was a safe bet.
God.
Dean Martin was an absolute safe. There's Dean. He's drunk. It's a given. I mean, the sky is blue. The desert's dry. Dean is drunk.
What's funny is, yeah, he got busted one night for DUI on the strip. Metro cop asked him, "Can you step out of the car?" He said, "All right." So can you walk that line? He goes, only if you put a net under it.
Now that shit's funny.
Another one, worst one was Shecky Green.
Shecky Green?
Shecky Green.
He was a Vegas entertainer?
He was in Vegas a lot drinking. And
oh.
Green is somebody who's wild, man. He ended up killing himself, man.
Mm-hmm.
But he was somebody who got his ass busted up in San Francisco. Dressed up as a priest and was soliciting donations. There you go.
What was he thinking?
He's thinking he needed money.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. Stop. Let's rewind that. I don't know. Any of you have this in your town?
Nobody knows who the fuck Shecky Green is.
No one knows who Shecky Green is. So we're going to move on. Something, though, today.
Yeah.
There's a guy standing in a corner wearing, you know, slacks, white shirt, and a vest.
The chicken bucket.
With the chicken buckets. You know, saying, we need money for this charity. We need money for that charity. What the fuck? Are there that many desperate charities out there?
No,
and
they're fake, man. They're gypsies.
Ugh.
They're fucking... The only people I give money to on the street, man...
The boot.
That's right. The fireman.
The fireman and the boot. But everybody else... I'm seeing ghetto car washes.
I actually got it... I almost got into a very nasty fight with a homeless guy last week.
Really?
I actually was at the Texaco down in Charleston, and the other pumps were taken, so I parked the one next to Carl's Jr. next to the hedges.
Right.
And and you've never been with me during this, but my car has a problem with attracting panhandlers.
It looks like money.
Yeah. So the guy has asked me for 30 cents. I said, tell him. I said, I don't have 30 cents, man.
You don't got 30 cents, but you're buying gas.
Yeah, I'm paying ATM card, not that it's any of your business. So the guy started actually try to get violent towards me and try to intimidate me. At which time, I fucking panicked, man.
Okay.
I pulled the gas pump out of my tank, pulled it back, and aimed it right at his face. I told him to back off. And then after he fucking left, I put it back in, filled up, and it wasn't until I drove away what just fucking happened.
Interesting.
I'm actually very happy I didn't have to do anything, because I'm like, how am I going to explain it to a cop? So, yeah, he's blind, because I just fucking assaulted him.
Yeah, because he was, you know, assaulting you. I'm sorry.
I flipped out, and you see me when people touch my car.
Oh, my God, I have.
He didn't even touch my car, dude. I was just in a shitty mood.
See, now I've had that happen. I told you about that. I was down at Walmart.
But gasoline intimidates people.
Yes, it does. Because they know it burns.
Yes.
In more ways than one.
Yes.
I was down at Walmart.
So, actually, it's more of a tip for the home users. Okay, but you're at Walmart.
If you have someone breaking and entering, throw a gas can in their general direction. If full, better. Dunk. I could see that happening, too. Well, that's what they said on Spank Wagon.
Hey, my mom almost shot my dad one night.
I don't want to know. Let's not go into tangents there. I'm at Walmart.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm walking down to Walmart. I have my bag.
Yeah.
Guy comes up to me. I don't know about you guys, but every homeless person in Vegas that walks up to you needs gas money to get back to California.
God, isn't that the truth?
Every single one of them. So he comes up to me and says, I need money for gas. And I look at him and I said, fuck you. I'm not giving you shit. I don't need no fucking bums in my face.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure I'm elaborating and exaggerating exactly what I said, because that's just the way it is.
If it's my mom, dude.
But.
You should be with my mom.
Yeah, really. But he was like, I ain't no fucking bum. I said, but you're asking me for money, you bum. At that point, goddamn son of a. And I just got to my truck and got out of there, because he could have started getting violent.
Yeah.
You know, I shut my mouth off without thinking. I used to do that a lot. Now I'm actually going, wait, I got responsibilities I got to take care of.
Yeah, I know.
I can't do that.
If my mom has somebody to back up, she. My mom's not horrible. My mom, though, will be. I'm fucking Alex from Clockwork Orange, man. If my mom could fucking beat people, she would.
Dude, you know, she'd start singing, you know, singing in the rain.
I'm just
pounding the shit out of people.
In the rain, stomping on the homeless, I'm happy again.
Hey.
I have a funny story. Did I ever tell you that one? About a homeless guy asking me for gas money?
No.
I was on my way to California.
Hey, what ironic.
Yeah, yeah, you know what? Even when you're in California, people still got to go further into the state. I was in Victorville.
Oh, okay. I know where that is.
Okay. Along I-15. So I was in Victorville there filling up with gas, and this guy's like, hey, buddy, man, I need gas to get back to L.A., man. I was on my way back from Vegas and lost everything. This guy's fucking annoying me. I'm like, yeah, here, take a fucking dollar, get out of here. Leave. This is about, I'd say, 11 a.m. in the morning.
Okay.
I come back through Victorville and have to stop and up and fuel at the same place to make the trek across the desert. It's now about 2 in the morning. Same guy fucking comes up to me. I go, and by this time, I'm pissed now because I knew I was getting scammed before. I just paid him to shut the fuck up, but I'm more offended now. So I told him, I said, I gave you money earlier, goddammit. What the fuck are you still doing here? I'm tired. I'm cranky. He's like, oh. What the fuck, man? Have you still not got in? You drank the fucking shit, huh? What the fuck? My mom will say shit to homeless people to piss them off so they get away from her. I was, like, fucking starting to follow this guy. It was very fucking role reversal of me fucking chasing a homeless guy, peckling him.
See, now that's good.
I'm sorry. You damn straight you're sorry, you fucking drunk cocksucker, you fucking crackhead. I just fucking went off, man. One thing I hate to have happen is, like, be interrupted in conversation. You should see me when somebody interrupts me, like on my cell phone right now.
Oh, I believe it. Another one that happened to me recently. I was down on the interstate heading to work.
Yeah.
And I was on the exit near work. And this guy comes up to me. You know, he's going up to everybody. He has these hand gestures. And I know we're on radio, so I've got to explain the hand gestures.
Sure.
He walks up to me. He points to me like he's giving me the double finger, you know, the hey, you know, the Isaac thing. Hey, what's happening, man? You know,
out of sight.
Out of sight. But.
Yeah.
But he does this. He does sort of like this, points to a sign, and makes the shh hand gesture. Like it's a secret I need to give him money. He gets up to my truck, and I have him first gear, so I hop it forward. He does the shtick, comes up with, hop it forward. So finally, you know, he's getting the clue. He starts backing off, goes to the next car. The next car just starts blaring their horn. I mean, this guy just couldn't get any respect.
Wow.
So, like, it was sort of like, you know, the Olympics of shooing off. How can you shoo off a bum? One day, though, we were at the Del Taco down the road here.
Yeah.
And I kid you not, it was my wife and I in the car. We were in the car, you know. And we were down there getting food.
Sure.
And one guy came. Hey, you got... No. This guy came up 2 minutes later. Hey, you got... No. Third guy. Hey, you got... And I said, you know the last two guys that came through here? Your two fucking homeless asshole buddies? I said, I told them no. No. Roll window. Had enough. I'm in a fucking drive-thru, you know, getting my dinner. And I hate it. I hate it. I hate it when they say, have a good meal.
I've never had that.
Guy said, hope you enjoy your meal. At that point, I was about ready to spin around. I said, yep, I think I'm ordering double because I can afford to. I almost did it. I almost. That pisses me off. Fucking. We've been on our homeless rants before.
I
we don't fight homeless. We don't. We fight the homeless, but we don't.
We're about
fight
ready
the
to start fucking going out and picking fights, dude. Bum fights, volume 2.
Shit. No, it's not going to be the bum fights. There's not going to be any humor involved. Hey, you gonna guy come up to me for money?
Hey, man, you remember that time we kicked the shit out of a homeless guy?
Yeah, that was great, man. Hey, like I was going to say originally when we came back from break, I was going to talk about the site. You'll notice something huge, wonderful, and different. No, I don't know about the site. Fuck the site. But I have changed the HTML. The code's a little bit cleaner. If you are a Spank listener, you'll notice we're on a different server. We are actually right now broadcasting through...
Pirated bandwidth. Arr!
Not really pirated bandwidth. We are actually on the Spank Wagon server.
Wow.
We are on a Spank Wagon server. I have officially given Live365 the finger. I said, boom, fuck you, I don't want to pay. So now Spank Wagon officially costs nothing, and we make absolutely nothing, so we finally are breaking even again.
Mm-hmm. You know what, though? I got to throw a mad prop out there. Shit, I don't have the number. If anybody is injured in Las Vegas, are you injured? Do you want to be injured? Have you been injured? Do you think you might be injured? Craig P. Kinney and Associates Law Offices can help you out with your injury claims. They're a good ambulance. They're not ambulances. They don't chase ambulances. People like
no,
me
they
do
ask you to
them.
Chase ambulance for them.
Yes. So cpklaw.com, down on 7th Street.
If you're in Vegas.
Yeah, and you're injured.
Could you tell us what they've done for you, Claude?
Yes. This is our first paid sponsor, quote-unquote, because I got rid of my traffic tickets yet again.
If you want to know what we're talking about, guys, spankwagon.vftp.net. We have a message board. No. We have a great message board. Yes.
Dance, Bojangles. Basically,
real quick, let's go back to the bum thing, because Mananari, Steve, says...
Steve?
I can't...
Fuck, man.
I'm sorry.
That's the best I've ever seen you at tonight. You've just fucking thrown the rules of journalism out and just said, fuck it, I'll re-edit it to however I feel. Steve.
Steve. Ivan. Wow, this guy on the radio sounds are angry at bums. Yes, we are.
No fucking
we
shit. I
hate
the
homeless. And it's because, I mean, okay, I have to admit, I was in San Francisco. Homeless are much worse there. Much more psycho, too. Scary psycho.
Yes.
Not fun-loving psycho, scary psycho.
Hey, man, you got a drink, man.
Yeah, exactly. No,
not
no,
like
no.
that.
We're talking. One guy was looking at people going, fuck you, and staring at you right in your eyes. Fuck you. Walking away. Walking up to you like he just met you. Fuck you. Like, okay. So anyhow, but they have an issue. They have an issue, and they're working on it. And what's funny is that bums do things constructive. The ones that are in the mental capacity, selling newspapers, like legitimate little... bum-like jobs.
Yeah. Put a quarter in, take the stack.
something like that. Well, no, no, these are actually published, written, and it's all about like bum times. Like it was really weird. I'm sure we have a
bum time.
I'm not saying that's what it was. But that's something similar to it because, you know, it was something that was an advocacy of helping the homeless by selling the newspapers that talk about issues that are affecting the homeless. I'm like, okay, that's cool.
What the fuck kind of news are for there for the homeless,
I don't know,
man?
I never read it. I just kind of went, and threw it in the pile of stuff.
Crackhead loses another tooth.
I know.
Man?
Or, you know.
Voice and head, actually real person. Long lost reunion. What the fuck?
But, you know, they're trying something. It doesn't work, but they're trying. Vegas, though, even though we love our mayor, makes some bad choices.
I think we should kill the homeless man.
Send him to Utah.
Send him back to Utah.
Send him back to Utah.
Dude, we should do
now
that.
Now we need a pronunciation guide for Momo. Yes, we do.
Steve.
Eugene, Oregon. I guess it might be bad in Oregon. I don't know. I'm not sure. I know, though, you know, it was bad there. Yeah, but I'm from Iowa. We had, like, two homeless people.
I'm from L.A., dude.
So you fucking had homeless Mac.
That's where they fucking will act. You know what, dude? One of the greatest inventions I thought was really fucking cool. And they actually did a news story on this saying, is RTD, Rapid Transit District at the time before it became Metro, is RTD being unkind and cruel to the homeless population? Take a bus bench. This is when they're back in L.A., like in the downtown sections, mm-hmm. where they were like the classy areas, where there were wooden benches, not just the prefab stone stuff, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Wooden benches. They would put two railings on them.
Yep.
In the center to keep them from sleeping.
Yes.
You know, they actually had people on the news going, I think that's cruel. Where else are they supposed to sleep? But on the fucking ground, out of my goddamn chair.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of them who do sleep on the ground anyway. But yeah, in San Francisco, imagine hard swing set seats. You know, like what you go to a park, but they're hard. They're not the soft rubber ones. Mm-hmm. And what they do is when you sit on them, you're sitting on them. When you stand up, they fold up. And that means you only have a surface area to sit that's maybe about, you know, seven inches in length, 3 inches wide. You can't lay down on it. So
yep.
That helps. That's a good idea. Let's see. Mananari says, the homeless problem is so bad in Eugene that the big open street mall in downtown Eugene can't keep any stores open because nobody wants to go wade through all the spanning bums to go shopping there. That is something they're actually working on with... Fremont Street Experience. We have a lot of these open shops and casinos.
Which
and
is very funny.
The bums like gravitating there, which is funny to watch half the time.
Oh, yeah. And it's sometimes disgusting.
It's sometimes disgusting.
What's funny is, yeah, and this is a big problem
but
I have.
But the police are so kind when they remove them. Michelle and I were down at the saloon having a burger and fries and a drink, whatever.
Sure.
Before we went to a movie. And we were very amazed at how kind, curt, friendly, and responsible the rent-a-cops were.
Mm-hmm.
And moving them out, and how quick they were with cleaning crews.
Yeah,
they move out a bum, they bring in a cleaning crew, they close out. Excuse me, they rope off an area, they could move out a bum, they bring in a cleaning crew, they clean it up, bleach it up, clean it.
Yeah,
so it's awesome.
Myself personally, in all honesty, I seriously don't like the homeless. The reason I don't like the homeless is yes, there are people who are down on their fucking luck.
Mm-hmm.
That is not deniable. There are people that will go down and go, fuck, man, I'm homeless. But you know what? Most of those people get back on their fucking feet.
Mm-hmm.
May take a little bit of time, but they do. And those are the people that will live at a homeless shelter, okay? And they fucking go to some place that has hygiene facilities and they can go do
yep.
laundry there.
Mm-hmm.
These people may live in like a homeless shelter, which is a shelter with mass open beds, no privacy, but they do that, they get by and they survive. Then they fucking slowly move up and shit and they make shit of themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? There's a lot of fucking migrant workers and stuff. Like, for example, people come up from Mexico. They may fucking be some homeless sometimes like that. They fucking work. They bring their families, or they start a family, or they make it on their own.
Yes.
I have respect for those people. In my opinion, I think we should take fucking homeless people with mental disorders. I think we should fucking send them back to fucking leper colonies or some shit. I think the homeless shelters should be reestablished for people who want to better themselves.
Who's going to fund these shelters, though? How do you want to pay for those shelters? Keep paying for more of those shelters? And... also, you know, if they're going to open these shelters, on what property and where?
I think what we should do is we should fucking sterilize them.
That's uncalled for. No, that's a little too far.
I know that's some fucking seriously fucked up, you know, master plan shit. But I'm tired of the fucking homeless, man.
But here's the thing.
Now, but hold on. At the same
kids
time,
kids who are born homeless are usually sent to adoption homes and or orphanages and adopted out.
Yes.
So that's one thing. You can't, and just because you're born into bum or poverty,
yes,
like that.
Well, hold on. Okay, then let me correct this, all right? What we need to do is we need to look at the problem of why people become fucking homeless.
Poor choices in life.
Poor choices.
Pure and simple.
And
drugs, you know.
In my opinion.
But there's also the fact that there's a lot of mental cases out there that were mental because of poor parenting.
Poor parenting, and a lot of them were born with some sort of fetal alcohol syndrome or something else.
Yes.
In my opinion, drugs are what's ruining America. And I don't think we should police our borders for drugs.
Why not?
In my opinion right there, I think we need to get to the root of the problem.
Which is?
I think we need to go down. We need to seriously, for Colombia, Mexico, and other places, we need to tell them, look, we're tired of your shit. You're going to stop fucking trafficking, or we're going to clean up the fucking area for you. And I think what we need to do is leave their governments in. Their governments are corrupt. We can re-corrupt them for a fraction of what we pay for the war on drugs. What we do is we go through, we clean their fucking shit up right there, and what we do is we kill the cartel people. Number one, you know what, man? I'm tired of this shit. Where we can fucking go, we can invade Iraq, we can kill a bunch of fucking Iraqi people, or most of the time we just capture them, we can overthrow a fucking Saddam Hussein, and we can now go into the fucking Congo and do all this shit, but we can't go into fucking Bogota or Cartagena and fucking stop Pablo Escobar? That's fucking bullshit, my friend. We need to go down, do some serious fucking guerrilla warfare, and kill the fucking cartels, number one. Number two, what we need to fucking do is we need better fucking shit, and I don't know if it needs... I'm not an expert, so I don't know if we need to do it through education, or better just fucking, you know what, tell people, you are not fit to be a fucking parent. And you know what? I hate doing this, too. Something needs to be fucking set, man, where we need to tell people, you can't be having this many kids or we're going to tax you. We can't obviously give out...
So do like what China does.
Possibly,
you
man.
Know, with the population control.
Yeah, because
here's the problem, though. I mean, with us, that's invading our civil liberties. That is totally invading our civil liberties.
To a degree,
and no, it is. There
Look
is no degree.
Oklahoma
it
does it. Well, that does not successful. That's the problem. Oklahoma, I've gotten a report back from them. If you're single in Oklahoma, you may pay high taxes, but you're fine. In Oklahoma, the more children you have, the more the state punishes you. Now, granted, yeah,
but it's not taking away your.
Nor is it really solving the problem.
No,
to say the truth, yes. But what it is we need to do something. We need to fucking educate that, because as it is right now, fucking crank is the worst fucking drug out there.
Hell, it's not even made in South America and Bogota and all them.
No, I'm not.
That's made in fucking fish tanks in L.A.
Yeah, but you know what? You know what the fucking bad part about crank is?
Mm.
Crank is an environmental disaster. You have crank produces toxic byways.
Oh yeah, same as
and
meth.
People just dump meth, and they just dump that shit. In my opinion, what we need to do is we need to really stop this shit. First of all, for the fucking in the importation of fucking coke, heroin, and fucking grass, we need to stop that shit. We need to go down and kill the fucking cartels. We tell the governments, you solve your problem, or we solve it fucking for you.
Here's one thing that someone in the message board says. You're going to have to cut off the demand, not the supply. It's a big fucking world.
Good point.
Plenty of room for fields of whatever.
Good point. And that's also true, because in Southern California, the national forests, you know why people can't go camping anymore?
Hmm.
Booby traps. This is on CNN. Park rangers have dangerous jobs now. Because they go up into Yellowstone and places in the Angeles National Forest and plant huge fucking fields of marijuana.
Hmm.
Did you know in California there's over 490 square miles that have never been touched by man's foot?
Wow.
That's where fucking Yetis and Bigfoots and shit live, man. They don't know what the fuck is up in these parks. They've never been that deep. But some of the drug dealers have, and that's why they start doing this stuff. And they actually post armed guards that go, they're on constant fucking camping up there, and they harvest their products and shit. So yeah, and what we need to do, yes, we definitely need to curtail the demand. That is my...
How do you curtail the demand? You know, I mean, there is education.
You know what?
But it's a drug. I mean, drugs are stimulants, alcohol, same deal. You can't curtail it.
I don't think
you could ever curtail the demand. There is always going to be a demand. I mean, there always has been. You read classic literature. I know we've talked about it before.
We read classic literature.
You know, opium.
Opium, yes.
I mean, mention a classic literature. In the Bible there's
Newspeak.
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 Meaning?
Newspeak, 1984. What we need to do is if kids don't know that drugs exist, then we need to... I think what we really need to do is erase a lot of history on drugs.
No. You can't erase history. That is also unfair, but there's no easy answer to this. There really is no easy answer.
I think what we need to do, seriously, is, you know, I think we need to set up a system which greatly rewards people who stay off of drugs and who have recovered from drugs, but we need to severely punish people somehow.
Our prisons, we have the highest populace of, or the highest percentage of our populace in prisons of all countries,
yeah.
of all industrious countries, or countries that are on the parallel of us economically. We're horrible. We're already punishing people and putting them away for everything,
mm-hmm.
okay? Even those strange guys, and talk about, you know, fucked up things and weird shit. Maybe we'll get to the next show, maybe I'll get it here, but, like, we're putting everyone to prison. Everyone goes to jail now,
mm-hmm.
you know? It's getting to be the point where it's like 1 in 6.
Mm-hmm.
That means out of every 6 of your friends, one of them spent jail time. One
yeah.
of them has been incarcerated.
You know what,
one
man?
Of them has had a felony.
And it may not always work necessarily, man, but the problem there, too, is we don't have a proper rehabilitation system.
No, we never have.
I think drugs, in my opinion, right there, I know this is really fucked up to say, but you know what? The way to really cure the shit is we either need to have people be better parents, or Big Brother is going to have to parent for them.
And I don't like that idea. I don't like that. No, the whole concept of Big Brother scares the fuck out of me. I mean, we're already starting to see it, although we're starting to see the backlash of it, thank God.
Yes, thank God we do have a balance to that right there.
We're starting to see the backlash to things like the Patriot Act and stuff, but mm-hmm. we'll get that another show.
In my opinion right there, in all honesty, Big Brother does not have to be... Big Brother is not necessarily government. Big Brother is community type stuff.
True.
Let me ask you something right there. I don't know what kind of family you came from. When you grew up.
Mm-hmm.
Way my family was, okay, was when you were a child, you weren't just one person or two persons' child, okay? You weren't the son of this person and that person. So you were everybody's child. So if you acted up and your parents weren't there, whoever was around would whoop your ass and tell you, don't fucking do that.
Whooping ass, no, but pretty close.
Yeah.
Pretty close. Because, I mean, you know, if I was with aunts, I was in trouble with aunts. I was an uncle, mm-hmm. I was in trouble with uncles. I was a grandma, I was in trouble with grandma. So, yes, I agree to that. I do agree with that.
I think what we need to do is people, independence is a good thing, but I don't think people really know the difference between rights, privileges, and what liberty really means.
Well, that's true. And I was noticing this actually last week. You want to talk about that. A mother, 2 daughters. You know, and it was really weird was the mother was there, hoochied out. I mean, mm-hmm. pure and simple. And one daughter was just talking on a cell phone to one friend. The other friend was talking on a, you know, cell phone with another friend. And I was just sitting there looking at it. And the mother was just, you know, no interaction.
Yeah.
Now, I understand that happens. But I just felt it was very odd seeing a 10-year-old with a cell phone.
Dude, yeah, 10-year-old with a cell phone is fucking ridiculous. I'll give you a perfect example of bad fucking parenting. Totally bad fucking parenting at all. My mom in Oklahoma, she got moved to Oklahoma with a job right there, right?
Mm-hmm.
But she has a couple friends that live there right there. One of the women that she knows right there has 4 kids.
Mm-hmm.
One of them, she was born cross-eyed and has no upper cleft palate.
Mm-hmm.
Right there. So her teeth, like, don't grow in properly. So she has a speech impediment right there. Kind of sad. Now, the good part about it is the hospital, she's going in for surgery next month,
mm-hmm.
in August. So they're going to correct everything on the kid. She'll finally be normal. She's only 5.
Okay.
Perfect example of bad fucking parenting. My mom has had to watch the kids before, and my mom treats them all equal. My mom doesn't say, why don't, you know, if they say, how come I can't do that? My mom doesn't say, because I said so. My mom will say, because that's a fucking rule. And she treats all the kids equally when she's had to deal with them. Not necessarily a babysitting situation, but when they're all there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This little girl, because she has a speech impediment, she's cross-eyed, everybody in the fucking family pushes her away. They don't treat their fucking kids equally. They don't raise them properly. My mom fucking has treated the kid equally. And you know, the only person that kid will behave for now is my mom.
I believe it. I know of that situation.
It's not fucking hyperactivity. It's not fucking violence. People are shitty fucking parents. Now, I realize that, you know, stuff like that can be cured. But in my opinion, what we need to do is for education right there, I don't think... Flower babies are not enough, in my opinion right there. I think sex education, I don't think it's taught too early in school. I think it's taught at just the right time, but I don't think it's enough. I think that sex education should take place both in 7th grade, but I also feel it should take place at least in senior high school year, if not 11th grade.
Yeah, but at that point, you're going to lose to the giggles and the snickers.
No.
And,
no, hold on, hold on. And the reason I think it should be instilled upon that is I think that what they should do for not just a social, what the fuck they call it? You know, like economics, it's like social studies class?
Well, yeah, I know what you mean. I know what you mean.
I think that they should have a fucking class in child raising. People are going to have fucking kids. In my opinion right there, I think that's what they should fucking do. And I also have another opinion. I do not believe necessarily in the teaching of full abstinence.
No. That's impossible. That almost encourages.
I do believe that we should tell kids to wait at least until 17.
Fair enough.
That's my opinion on that. But yeah, I realize, yeah, it's a big fucking world. It's going to be a big fucking war. But you know what, dude? You've got to start sometime.
That's true. That's very, very true.
First, what we do is we waste everybody else that supplies that shit. For too fucking long, we've known...
Well, like you said, you take out, like someone, Toe said, you take out one, you're going to get another.
True.
You know, it's impossible.
And you're going to fill a vacuum of demand right there.
Exactly. And you got to take out the demand, not the supply. You take out the demand, the supply wipes itself out. It's like what we know in the auto industry.
Now, one thing is good. I mean, one thing is good, at least with fucking meth and crank.
Hmm.
We have a better economy. The money stays in America because it's home. It's made in the USA.
True.
Okay, so yeah, ooh, wow, big fucking whoop-de-doo. And I realize, and you know what? I realize that there's always going to be losers in life. I live in Las Vegas. Okay, this city was not built. You know the best fucking piece of
best
advice?
Best saying, this city is not built on winners.
That's right, man. And broken dreams make the best concrete.
Yep.
I will tell you that right now. I realize there's going to have to be fucking losers in life, but this shit right now is way too fucking far out of control, in my opinion right there. What we need to do is instead of fucking keeping women, you know, and able to fucking have their children, we need to tell them, listen, man, we'll supply welfare for like, you know, 2, maybe 3 kids, and that's fucking it. You can't have any more. Offer them the option of government-paid abortions or sterilization.
Interesting.
Not forced, but offer to say, you want to get your tubes tied?
Here you go.
Fine.
Hey, guys, we're going to go and wrap it up on that high note.
Yeah.
You have been listening to the world's greatest internet radio show on its comeback episode from our summer break.
Spankwagon.
Only at spankwagon.vftp.net. Let me say thank you, Claude Ball, showing up early. Oh, not mad props. Just thank you. This is my time. Let me also say thank you to VFTP.net for hosting the website and keeping it running as best he can. I understand downtime happens.
Mad props to you, of course, for showing up as well.
Thank you.
Don't want to leave you out.
Yeah, my house.
Many, many thanks to Mr. Mann.
Yes, Mr. Mann, who is the hardware software guru behind the Spank Serve, who is forcefully teaching me how to install stuff and make it work, too.
Yes, and he is literally the fucking cataract guy from Kung Fu.
Yes.
I've watched him force you to learn. That's great.
Mm-hmm. So, everybody, thank you for tuning in. We will be back next week, Thursday night, 10:01, because we're making sure we change our times for everybody.
So you can be ready.
You can be ready for us. But, next week.
Note, eyes rolling back of head.
This has been
Spank Wagon Radio. Only at spankwagon.vftp.net.
rebel, rebel, party, party, sex, 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 and don't forget the violence, blah, 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 got your lovey-dovey, sad, lonely, stick your stupid slogan, and everybody sing along.
Spank Wagon Radio at spankwagon.vftp.net.